This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into Gwen and Chris. Scraby turned on the mic.
Sorry.
Before I could get my cough in. Thanks, Scraby. Appreciate
that's
that.
That's my bad.
That is really good production work on your part. 3:01 is the time. Hour number two of Gwen and Chris today without Gwen. He and the Padres traveling back to San Diego following a tough 1-0 loss to the Brew Crew today. All losses are tough, but this one seemed especially so.
It did.
Michael King pitches no-hit ball into the seventh, allows a scratch single in the eighth. Wandy Peralta comes in with two outs to face a right-handed batter. A number nine hitter at that, Blake Perkins. And right-handed batters 0-for-22 against Peralta this year. Unfortunately, now they're 1-for-23 because Perkins got a seven-hop bounding single into left field.
Those are also the most annoying ones.
Pretty annoying, like a bloop that lands in there. Anyway, yeah. That was enough to beat the Padres today, 1-0. And wipe out a great performance by Michael King. Padres come home with a record of 11-10. I gotta say, I'm happy, and we've been, you know, I think everybody's staying pretty upbeat, you know, after this series and after beating the Dodgers and all that. But it seemed like they almost should have a little better record than 11-10. You know, I'm not like disappointed, but it just overall feels like they're doing better than 11-10 suggests.
I agree with that. It's because a lot of the wins have come here lately, too.
Yeah, I guess that's part of it. But you know, I'd like to believe that you know, some of this good baseball had turned into a little bit more in the win loss category than it has.
But don't they say split on the road, win series at home, and you'll have a winning record?
Sure.
And so they just won two series on the road.
It's a nice thing to say.
At some point, it's going to benefit them.
Well, like I said, it seems like they've played a little better than 11-10 would suggest. Yankee fans will start losing their minds because Juan Soto just came up in the top of the ninth inning with the go-ahead run at third base.
Two outs,
and he drew a walk. What else is new?
Yeah.
Yankee fans already are tired of the Juan Soto walk.
And he's pumped about it, too. He looked at the pitcher and said, nope, put me on base, bro.
I'm going to leave it up to Aaron Judge.
We have a sports court, or no, a Padres pen pals at some point about our thoughts on Juan Soto.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think more people are coming over to my side. I know Tony will never come over to my side.
You never say never.
He will always, forever be a Juan Soto lover. And that's fine.
It is.
Like I've said before, box score / statistically speaking, Juan Soto is an amazing player.
Now let's have a real baseball situational conversation, leaving our feelings of Juan Soto out.
Okay.
Juan Soto batting before Aaron Judge, is that his job to get all of them in? Or is it Juan Soto's job to just...
Oh, I don't think it's anybody's job. I mean, I think...
Because Juan Soto gets on base, he leaves it for Aaron Judge, but Juan Soto wants to be paid like a guy who drives in a bunch of runs.
That's what the complainers say in New York, yes. He ought to swing the bat in that situation and try to give you the lead rather than leaving it up to Aaron Judge. But...
Someone made a great analogy.
Doesn't always work that way.
And I'm not saying this is like what I think about it, but Juan Soto is the guy who doesn't want to take the last shot in an NBA game.
Maybe.
I didn't
maybe
say that. I saw that on Twitter.
Certain guys want the ball. I'm going to Jacques.
Jacques.
Jacques, welcome to the program. How are you on this Wednesday?
Good. To comment on your feeling of the 11-10 record not feeling as good as we're playing, I think it's because we've recently just started beating good teams, so it's promising. we kind of had like a middling start. But my question is, I know that Manny still weighs away from coming back at third base and DHing now, but once he does go back to third, who do you guys think is going to be our best option at DH?
I don't think they have a great one at the moment, to be honest with you. And, you know, that's why I think a lot of people thought they should add to this roster. But I think right now they're going to piece it together. You know, Wade, Rosario. I mean, these aren't exactly household DH type of names. I think one thing they might be able to do some is play Higashioka more at catcher and then go for some thump with Campusano at DH. But the way the team and the roster is constructed right now, DH is, you know, not going to be a position of amazing strength for this squad unless they, you know, go out and add something. Now,
make a big move.
I think they're going to make a move. I think that they just don't want to make one until, you know, they really see what they need. And, you know, I think you're hitting on something that they're going to need, Jock, which is, you know, somebody that can pick up the slack. Now, they didn't have it last year either. Don't forget. I mean, DH was a black hole.
It really was.
With Carpenter and Nelson Cruz.
It was bad. Taylor Colway at points.
It's already better this year with, you know.
I feel bad for Taylor Colway because that's the first name I think of.
Yeah, you rip him every single
chance.
And
it's not even his fault. I think he had like two games at DH.
Yeah. So, what do you think they should do, Jacques? I mean, as of now, I don't have a great answer for you because I don't think they have a great answer yet.
Yeah, it's tough because right now I'd say Rosario, but that production he has right now is definitely not sustainable at any level. So,
well, Rosario against lefties, Tyler Wade against righties.
Rosario has some power too,
a little bit. But I mean, those guys right now are platooning at third base, and I think they're doing an okay job. But it seems like it's okay if they're playing third base. It doesn't seem like it's okay if they're DH. So I get where you're coming from. They're going to make a move. They want to. They have a little money to spend. They just want to make sure they know what they need before they spend it.
Yeah, I'm not about to shake up this team just for the sake of it right now.
I mean, the whole thing about Tommy Pham, you know, seemed like a done deal, you know, until Jerks and Profar decided, guess what? I can play left field right now.
Yeah.
So no need to do this.
The beef on the chat says our April, early May is one of the toughest schedule. If we are 500 or a couple games above in a month, that's a win. We're doing good, really productive last 10 days, which I agree with.
All right, thanks, Jock. Good phone call. Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you. By the way, Juan Soto's feeling pretty good right now because he left it up to Aaron Judge, and Judge hit a two-run double.
He did.
To give the Yankees the lead, 6-4.
Donovan Solano is not the answer, which I've been getting a lot of. Here's how I look at guys like this. If they were good enough to be on a team, they would have been on a team to start the year. These guys are just wait-and-see guys. Maybe he's going to be good, maybe he won't. I don't think he's the future of the DH for the Padres, but that's just me. And now I've just made him.
Well, they brought him, you know, they brought him in to see what he might be able to do. But I think it's a long shot that Donovan Solano is going to, you know, be a dominating type of DH if and when they bring him up. There's no even guarantee that they'll bring him up.
True.
You know, they had a chance to do it this week.
True.
They brought up Matthew Batten. Batten did an okay job today. Made a beautiful play on that dive at first base.
Oh, Adam Klug lost his mind. He called it the Matthew Batten game.
It was
until they lost.
Until they lost.
Yes.
Kathy, Los Angeles. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
Hi, Chris. When you said my name earlier, I was like, oh my God, did I accidentally dial the guy?
Did I call? That? Yeah, that's right. I thought
you guys were said to Kathy earlier. I'm like,
I know. I thought that was you.
You guys?
I thought that was you. What's going on? Are you pleased with how things are so far?
Well, yeah. I mean, we still have a winning record. We're not doing badly. We've won series. I mean, yeah, Xander's having issues. But what was it, a week ago where they were giving the same kind of crap to Manny and that we should sit Manny and sit Ha-Seong Kim because that would help them hit better?
Yeah. No, that's right. You're absolutely 100% right.
And there's a guy called into Sammy's show saying that we need to drop Xander down to batting ninth. It's
yeah.
I know. What?
This is why, with all due respect to you and others that are, you know, worth putting on the air,
I'm waiting to see how he crafts this.
Well, what I'm going to craft it by saying is that it's a good thing that phone callers to radio shows are not managers of teams.
Yeah. Or hosts of radio shows.
Or hosts, for that matter. Yeah. And we think we know what we're talking about. It's just like everybody's going to be is upset today that Mike Schilt brought Peralta in.
Thank
in
you,
a
Kathy.
Situation when he's facing guys that are 0-22. And that's what the manager's supposed to do.
Not mad at that decision.
I think you were mad at the decision to bring it to have King start the eighth inning.
Yes.
You're trying to second guess, and I'm not going to allow it.
And like I said, I will forget about this loss by tomorrow.
Not going to allow it, Scraby. No second guessing on this show.
Yeah, we have one more call.
If you want to first guess, like if you would have texted me at, you know, 12:30 this morning or 11:30, whenever the game ended, like in 2 hours.
It did.
But if you would have texted me when Michael King went out for the eighth inning and said, this is a bad idea.
You would have ripped me?
Then I'd give you credit.
Oh.
But you can't tell me after he gave up a bloop hit and a stolen base that was, you know, bad managing.
I didn't want to tweet anything because I was going to tweet it, but then I thought, okay, everybody always crushes me for jinxing players, so I didn't try to jinx them today, and look what happened.
Just the fact that you thought about it jinxed them into a loss. Magic, always good to talk to you, Magic. How are you today?
Guys, I'm doing okay. Hey, I think you guys know I'm still looking for a team, so I got to say, even at 11-10, I'm still liking what I'm seeing. So, And I look at it like this. They play three teams in their division. You got two from the Dodgers. Well, you got three out of five from them. You play the Giants, and you have to – I think you still have to play Arizona next. So I like where they are. Where I'm going to be able to tell is when they play these low sub-500 teams, if they are as good as I think they are, this team by the All-Star break should be right in the middle of it with the Dodgers. So I'm kind of liking what I'm seeing. I think I'm going to lean towards being a big Padre fan. I'm going to follow more closely this year. But I actually like what I see. And the Bogaerts thing, I was listening to the game today, and because he didn't come through, Chris, you were exactly right. I kept telling myself, if he comes through, they'll get off his back. If he doesn't come through, they're going to want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And it just happens all the time. This is baseball. The team as a whole, they are picking each other up. Everybody is so far this year. So I do like what I'm seeing. I'm going to wait until they play the sub-500 teams. They should have an overwhelming record there. Then I'll be able to tell at the All-Star break. But I would tell people, don't panic now. It looks great. These guys get it figured out. That's why the pros. And I'm not worried about Bogaerts. Bogaerts will get it figured out. If everybody else stays on par, this should be a good year for the Padres.
Thank you very much, Patrick.
Is there any reason why we... Well, is there any explanation needed as to why we like Magic? He's right on top of that. Very good phone call, Magic.
He needs to use some of his name on the Padres.
What's that?
Magic. He needs to use some of his name.
Next week, you'll get a chance to see the Padres play a lousy team. And we'll see, because honestly, history says they don't do great against Colorado.
Thank you.
So next week, you know, after they get Toronto at home, by the way, thank you to the schedule makers. You know me on the schedule. You just play what's on, you know, what they tell you to play, and you don't complain about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to complain a little.
Schedule's crazy.
Well, I don't remember the last time they had 2 3-game homestands in the first month of the season. They had the Cubs for 3.
Yes.
That was a homestand.
Yes.
And now this weekend they have the Blue Jays for 3.
Yep.
And then they're right back on the road again.
And then they come back home after that.
I don't get that.
I don't get that either.
You know, 3-game homestands
are
silly.
One city road trips? That's weird.
Very strange. But they will get 4 in Colorado next week. And I do think those games will tell us a lot just because what Magic said. Teams as bad as Colorado, you need to punish. And if you're going to have a good season. And the Padres, frankly, don't ever seem to really punish the Rockies and others the way they should.
Who plays for the Rockies that will punish the Padres? Charlie Blackmon.
He's still active.
He's still active
after all these.
I think
he was going to retire, and then he looked at the schedule and said, oh, no, we got the Padres
still
coming
up. Still got the Padres.
I'm going to keep swinging.
I'm going to get my 11 hits for the year against the Padres in the series.
The one guy you won't have to worry about next week? is Chris Bryant. He's back on the injured list already. It didn't take long
for
Chris Bryant. I mean, I like to stick up for the guy because he's a USD. He's got the San Diego ties. But that guy's, you talk about stealing money. He is just flat out stealing money from the Colorado franchise, which apparently doesn't seem to have too much money to begin with.
But they have money to give out to Chris Bryant.
That's where that all goes. All right, quick break here. Coming back, more Gwen and Chris. Daily Gambit on the way after traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. 3:21 is the time. By and large, other than the caller who called us Higgins and Woods.
People are arguing in the chat who's who.
Yeah, I'm Higgins.
I guess I am Woods.
Well, Wait a minute. I have a little Woods in me, too, though. So,
I mean,
if it was one or the other, I think I'd have to take Woods. You'd have to take Higgins.
I people have described me as Ben Higgins before because of our personalities, just dad joke type thing.
We'll see them tomorrow. I'll see them tomorrow. We have the Padres roundtable tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I got to tell you something. We've done a couple of those so far this year. They're every Thursday at 10 a.m. They have turned into already, thank you, must-listen radio. They are really good, the roundtables. If you're a Padre fan of any,
capacity,
stature,
yes,
don't miss the Roundtable Pizza, Padres Roundtable. I'm not just reading that. It is really good. Hopefully Tony will be back, and he'll be here. Annie and Elston, myself, Ben and Woods, all of us talking Padre baseball, commercial-free, from 10 to 11 tomorrow morning. And then it plays again tomorrow afternoon between 5 and 6 if you miss it in the morning.
Yes.
But whichever you do, don't listen to one of the two or both, but don't miss it.
Don't miss it.
Because if you're a Padre fan, we really cover a lot of stuff. Also, quick flash. I've been told by my producer.
Who's that?
Sometimes
depending
I'm
on
not,
this news you're about to say.
Sometimes I'm not sure.
Depending on
it's the
news.
Same guy that turns on my mic while I'm still coughing. But according to my producer, Jerks and Profar will be a guest on our program Friday.
Yes, I will claim that news.
In Friar Friday News, Jerks and Profar, one of my faves. And if you have never heard Jerks and Profar, you owe it to yourself to tune in Friday just to hear why all of us like him so much.
Yeah.
You'll be able to tell just by listening to the interview with Jerks, and that'll be Friday. Right now, we got to get to the Daily Gambit. Winners and losers, Scraby.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. First, before we get into it, Chris, did you know that in Practical Jokers, it's illegal for it not to be somewhere on TV at least once in an hour?
During every time slot of the day.
Every time slot. It's ridiculous. I wish I got in on that because the residuals these guys are making is incredible.
Let me tell you something, and you told me this first. I'm going to pass it along to everybody else. If you like Impractical Jokers, and you no doubt, like you said, have seen the show, it's on all the time.
Yeah.
So if you're kind of a fan of prank TV, you owe it to yourself to watch The Magic Prank Show.
Yes, it's so
on
good.
Netflix.
It's so good.
Now this guy, and his name is Justin,
I don't even know his
Willett,
name.
Something like that. I can't remember his name. He is an outstanding magician, first and foremost, but he has used the ability to do magic to create some of the great pranks I have ever seen. And it's about a 6 or 7 episode show on Netflix.
I wish there was more episodes.
I bet you he'll do more.
He has to.
Because it's. I'm sure it's been well received. If you like prank shows, you owe it yourself. Netflix. Is it called The Magic Prank Show? I could be naming it wrong.
I think that's it.
Because you have to give people the right name so they can look it up. You know, if it doesn't pop right up on your screen.
Yeah, it's The Magic Prank Show with Justin Willman.
Justin Willman.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this guy is first of all, he's an A++ magician.
Yes, he is.
And then the pranks that he does on the show.
Like
the one I'll just give you one. This poor girl got brought to a dinner with her parents, and they faked like the whole world was about to end, that the apocalypse was coming.
Yes.
They had a fake newscast.
Yes.
They had everybody kind of on their pins and needles.
Uh-huh.
And then the girl was kind of looking around going, what's going on?
Yeah.
She's the only one not in on it. And then the lights went out, flickering of the lights, They came back on like 4 seconds later, everyone was gone.
Everyone.
And this poor girl was like, oh, my God.
Like on the verge of tears.
She was. She was on.
Terrified.
She didn't know where to go. Terrified. She thought everyone in the whole restaurant had been abducted.
Because the news was saying that people were just disappearing.
Right and left.
No, it's really good. You have to go
watch
it.
That's not even the best one.
No, I don't
want to give away some of the other ones that are better than that one.
It's all, and I love it too because it's all revenge from a sibling or a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's
I really like that show. And if you guys follow me at all, you know I like magic and I'm kind of a discerning magic fan.
Oh,
like I'm not going to just.
Discerning one.
Right. I'm not going to just watch, you know, mediocre magic.
No, this guy is really good. Yes.
And the pranks are good.
If you do watch it, let us know what you think about it.
Magic Prank Show on Netflix.
Justin Willman.
Oh, he's good. He's good. We got it. Like, can we.
You want me to try to get him on?
Can we get people like that on the show?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the morning show does some celebrity-type guys.
No, we can probably
I don't know what Justin Willman's sports angle is.
Hey, we don't
but
need
I would
a sports
love to
angle
have
for
guys
everything.
Like that on the show one time.
We don't need a sports angle for everything.
Just call the guy and say we love your show. We want to give you some
I'm going to reach out after the show.
We want to give you some pub.
I'm going to reach out after the
show.
He's
so good.
He is.
All right.
All right, let's get into the
daily gambit.
Yeah,
we got to get to the gambit here.
My parlay didn't work out because they scored four
runs. In the top of the first inning. I told you.
Yes, it was over.
Yeah, part of your parlay was that neither team could score in the first inning last night. That was over after three batters.
Very me. Very me.
There were two batters.
Yes.
I think Fernando singled in a run.
Manny did.
Manny did. So third or fourth
batter. Very me.
Didn't take long.
Pelicans were 1-point favorites over the Lakers last night. Zion Williamson had 40 points. He did hurt himself in the Lakers ended up pulling this one out 110-106. You said Lakers, I said Pelicans, so you were correct.
Still waiting for word on the health situation for Zion Williamson.
I read that they believe he will miss Friday's game.
And he will. It just came down.
Okay.
He has a hamstring strain. He will miss their game Friday, which is a must-win game against the Sacramento Kings. That was on because he was dominating the Lakers.
He
was making Anthony Davis look invisible.
And Zion's 6'6".
Going right past him and scoring at will.
Anthony Davis is like 7 feet tall.
40 points, and the game was tied when he went out. And the Lakers were able to prevail with him out of there. Anyway.
It was a good game.
It was a good game.
I went back and forth with the Padres and watched that one. Now, one game that was not a good game, I think I called this one. I think I said the Warriors were ready to go home for the season.
They let go of the rope.
They looked last night like they were ready to go home for the season because they were 2.5-point favorites over the Kings. And you picked the Warriors. I picked the Kings. The Warriors lost. I put Warriors winning, but the Warriors lost 118-94. Klay Thompson, I don't believe, had a point in the
game. He went 0-10.
Yeah.
0-10. Steph Curry had 6 turnovers. You know, somebody is going to pay some money for Klay Thompson next year because they're going to, in their mind, see the great Klay Thompson.
Yep.
He is nowhere near that any longer.
No, he's not.
Unfortunately, the Warriors go down, and this run has got to be over. Even if Klay Thompson comes back to the Warriors, which I don't think he will, But even if he comes back and Steph stays and Draymond Green tees it up, those three are never going to be what they were ever again. What they were was a four-time NBA champion, and one of the years that they didn't win it, they won 73 games to set an all-time record. Clearly, those guys and that Warrior team belong in the photo with the greatest teams of all time, but they are not that anymore.
Nope. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over, and they just, I think they just extended Steve Kerr, so
I don't see why they wouldn't. Steve Kerr's still a great coach.
No, but I think Steph Curry, I know he wants to be a Warrior for life, but if he wants to win, he's got to go elsewhere. Let's see. LeBron James and Steph Curry combined points over under 56. Both of us went over, and this is ridiculous. LeBron had 23, Steph had 22 for 55 points, so we're a point under.
Excuse me?
What?
I'm going to add that up again.
23 plus 22 is 45. So we weren't even close. Never mind. Never mind. I
see a promo somewhere in your future.
Mark it. I hate math so much.
You just proved it.
The Rockies at the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies were -1.5 on the run line. Both of us chose Philly. Both of us were correct. The Rockies got shut out 5-0. Padres over under total runs in the game with the Brewers last night, 8.5. You went over, I went under, and it went over because they scored 9.
In the last inning. So I'm 4-5. You're 3-6. So neither of us are doing great this week. By the way, Rockies scored in the top of the first inning tonight in Philadelphia. They're already losing, but they did score in the first inning today.
Mm-hmm.
This is their 19th game of the season. Today marks the second time this year that the Rockies scored first in a game.
I wonder,
second time.
That does seem like a very little amount, but I wonder how other teams are stacking up right now.
How
many times do you think the Padres have scored first?
More than twice.
Yes, more than twice for sure.
I mean, that basically every single game you're behind.
That's brutal.
And then you go on to the Rockies. Anyway, we've talked about how bad they are, and they're proving it on a daily basis.
Yes, I know you just mentioned a roundtable, but I have to mention this. Every Thursday, 10 a.m., commercial-free Padres roundtable featuring Ben and Woods, Andy Nelson, Gwynn and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza for takeout or delivery. Go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. We may get into Chris's pizza thoughts later when we are at the end of the show, but now, what do we got?
If you want to. All right, we have Anaheim, or now known as the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, and Tampa Bay Rays. Do you know who the American League leader is currently for the Cy Young? It should be Reed Detmers.
Oh.
Left-hander for the Halos, 3-0 with a 1.04.
Wow.
Going into tonight's game against Tampa Bay, the over-under is 8.5 runs. With Reed Detmers pitching, I'm going to have to say under. I'm doing my research is what I'm doing here.
Okay, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go under.
Go under. Okay. On into the NBA play-in tournament. Philadelphia 76ers, 5.5-point favorites over the Miami Heat. The winner is the 7th seed. The loser gets to play again on Friday.
Do the Sixers have Joel Embiid yet?
They do.
Okay.
He's been back for a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. Where was I?
Last year, Miami went all the way to the NBA Finals.
Yes.
From the play-in tournament.
They did. And they ran out of gas.
They did. In the end.
I guess I'll go first.
Philadelphia -5.5.
Joel Embiid. I'm going Sixers.
Going with the Sixers. I'll take Jimmy Butler. Just always seems to come up with something magical. I'll take Miami.
Taps on the chat says, special shout-out to Jonte Porter for this segment. We'll have to talk about him later.
Yes, we didn't have time to get into him before the segment.
No.
But
we'll talk about it later.
We sure will. Chicago Bulls, 3 points over Atlanta tonight in Chicago. Winner moves on, loser goes home. It is Chris's Bulls against Adam Klug's Hawks.
Yep.
You know what I'm going to do?
You're going to go Bulls.
I'm going to take the Hawks.
You're going to take the Hawks?
I've watched the Bulls all year. They're terrible.
But aren't the Hawks terrible?
They're worse than the Bulls in terms of their record, but I could easily see Atlanta winning this game, and anytime I see a team winning the game, plus I get points, I'm taking it.
Sorry, I'm about to out you, Adam, but you said your Hawks didn't really have a chance, so I'm going to go Bulls.
You're going with the Bulls, so yes. We're going opposite there.
Yes, yes.
Who's going to score more points tonight? DeMar DeRozan of the Bulls or Joel Embiid of the Sixers? Both are listed at 29.5 points over under. You are
first. I'm not going to go with Embiid. I'll go with DeRozan. DeRozan can put up some points when he needs to, and he needs to.
DeRozan's been putting them up in bunches. Embiid can do that as well, though.
He can.
But I think against Bam Adebayo, he's limited. I'll take DeRozan here.
All right.
The other one, Jimmy Butler, Trae Young. Butler of the Heat, Young of the Hawks. Who scores more? Jimmy Butler, normally I would take, but Trae Young's going to fill it up tonight against the helpless Bulls.
Oh, just who scores more?
Who scores more? They're both at 22.5 points on the spread.
But I'm just going to bet on Jimmy Butler to be Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler, you say?
Yes.
Okay. We will get into that NBA story today, but the poor sap. What's his name again?
Jonte Porter.
Yeah. I can call him a poor sap now.
Because he's poor?
Well, he's also never going to play in the NBA again.
I know. It's a heavy. I mean, him and Pete Rose are now the two.
The only two that have ever bet on sports. Yeah. That's a little hard to believe. It's a little hard to believe, but they're the only two that have been proven to have bet on sports, I guess. But yeah, the guy was kicked out of basketball today. We'll take a break, come back with what's next? Again?
We're going to do sports court.
What? I got to get my...
Your wig.
Got to get my wig.
You're good. I can't speak, but yes, sports court is next. Chris is going to have a wig. If you want to watch on YouTube, just search 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Hear ye, hear ye. Welcome in. Hi, everybody on YouTube. If you're wondering, who in the hell is that?
It's Ben Franklin, everybody.
It's time for sports court. Come to order. We got a bunch of questions have come in that we need to solve.
Yes.
The riddles.
Yes.
Quinn and Chris, without Tony today, we still got to get Tony a wig.
He
said he'd wear one.
He did.
Yeah.
So he did.
Make sure you get another wig. I got mine. Let's play.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris, Sports Court, starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody has to get to YouTube if you're not driving right now, because it's ridiculous.
Is it any surprise to you that my earbuds are caught in my wig?
No, it's not. But I keep looking into the camera out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, what is that? Oh, wait, it's just ridiculous wigged Chris right now.
Let's go. Sports court. Come on.
Bring me to say thank you to Nate on the chat right now, because Nate actually did the hard work.
He was the one who got me the wig.
And he was the one who got the wig. You also have a gavel. And it's also... Oh, you're not wearing the bib today.
The bib didn't fit.
Yeah, the bib choked Chris.
It was too tight.
His neck was too big.
I think the bib was for like a little kid. Sorry, Nate. But
it's okay.
Got the rest of it. I got the glasses, too. Don't forget the glasses.
Just search. Oh, yeah, you do have the glasses. Just search 97.3 The Fan and
YouTube. You got to watch Sports Court for it to really kick in. By the way, if you love Mediterranean food like I do, and all justices of the peace do, visit Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, and now at the ballpark at Petco Park. For dining or takeout options, visit SparrowsCuisine.com. All right, bring me a case. I'm ready here.
All right. Yes, we need to bring you a case. Yes. The first case goes like this. My son is 7 years old and likes the Padres, but I don't think he quite understands the disdain I have for the Dodgers. I'm happy he likes baseball and all that, but a couple weeks ago, one of his friends from school took him up to a Dodgers game. Not only that, but the friend's family took him on the field for some kid day. Ever since then, he talks nonstop about the Dodgers, and one player that really made an impression on him, Gavin Lux.
Ah.
I mean, I could understand Shohei or Mookie, but Gavin Lux?
Okay.
He wants a Gavin Lux jersey now,
okay. And
it's all too much for me. So, Chris,
do
I embrace my kid being a baseball fan, or do I steer him toward the Padres?
I think you put him up for adoption.
Oh, he's already decided. Order.
Order.
That's it. You rid yourself of this child.
Wow. I mean, Gavin Lux fan.
Let me tell you something. My dad had to put up with a young person growing up in Los Angeles who he took to a Rams game for the first time, and that young child begged him for a Dolphins pennant.
Ah.
And my dad bought one for me, and I still have it today. You have to support your son, Gavin Lux or not. My dad had to watch me root for the University of Washington to go to the Rose Bowl instead of his beloved UCLA. My dad had to buy me a Bulls t-shirt to wear to a Bulls-Lakers playoff game. My dad spent my entire childhood being embarrassed by me, yet supportive. And that is what you must do.
I'm
sorry.
I can't disagree with
you,
Chris.
The only other option is what I said first.
Put him up for adoption?
Boot him out.
That's a pretty hardcore decision there.
Respect the fact that the kid has enough, you know, enough guts in his own way of thinking
to be himself.
You know, like Gavin Lux, whoever it might be. Now, Max Muncy, I wouldn't.
Someone on the chat said it could be worse. It could have been Muncy.
That's right. Yeah. See, if it was Max Muncy, then I might have to answer differently. But no, my dad bought me a Dolphins pennant, and I still have that pennant today. That's what a good dad does. He's like, I don't get it, but I'm going to support it.
You know, I'm with you, Chris, because growing up, I was all into the 49ers since the day I was born. It's never changed for me. But my brother, on the other hand, liked to go against all of us. And so my parents did, even though they hated it, did get him jerseys of Eddie George because he was an Eddie George fan.
There you go.
But just be excited that your kid is a baseball fan.
He's into it. He has something that he enjoys.
But just keep buying him Padres stuff. And maybe he'll get the hint over the time. So
I don't know. If you would have bought me a Dodger shirt when I was a kid, I would have just tossed it in the side. I wouldn't have worn it at all.
Nick says this dad needs to talk as much trash to his kid as possible. He needs to learn the rivalry. All right, next one. But cool that Gavin, you know, I want to say this. Gavin Lux, good on him for making such a good impression on someone that they are now a fan of his, you know,
very
Dodgers
good.
Withstanding.
Very good.
All right, so this one is a golf one, Chris.
Unfortunately, Gavin Lux hasn't made a good impression on any Dodger fans.
No.
I don't think I don't know that he even has a hit this season. I mean, he's really been struggling along.
I have heard you guys talk golf etiquette before, and I have a question for you. I have a golf group, and we get together once a month. The guys are great, and I have no issues with anything except for one thing. The guys like to bring their Bluetooth speaker and play music while we play. I haven't said anything because I won't win a vote, but I don't really like the music. I just like to be out there, put my phone away, and just play golf. I'm up first. Do you think the group is rude by playing music? Yes. The group is rude, and I know I'm going to get some haters on this one or get some detractors on this one, but I am not a fan of the Bluetooth speaker on the golf course. I am not a fan of anyone playing their music loud enough that everybody else has to hear their music because, you know what, people? The world doesn't revolve around you, and people might be teeing off. I don't need to hear some country music while I'm golfing. I can't stand this. I'm sorry, but I think you need to tell them this is golf, not a concert.
You know what? One of the things I've always wanted to do. I haven't done it yet, but there's still time.
Okay.
When I am in the self-serve, fill them up gas line, all right? Standing there, just minding my own business, filling up my car with some gasoline.
Yes.
It takes
nice
a few
gas.
Minutes, right? You're relaxed. You're standing there.
Sure.
Some guy comes cruising in with his music turned up to 50 and his subwoofers beating
the license
the
plate.
The living daylight, breaking my windows in my car.
Yes.
Their music is so loud. Pulls in. Shuts off their engine, but keeps the music going.
Oh, yeah. Which gets it even louder.
Which then becomes louder. Because they, for some reason, think that I want to hear their stupid music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've always wanted to do?
What do you want to do,
I've
Chris?
Always wanted to go to my car, find a Barry Manilow CD.
I've heard it.
And put it in and play that as loud as possible to drown out that noise that they're playing. And then stare at the guy and go, you see, we don't want to hear your music. Same for sure goes on a golf course where the etiquette says to be quiet.
I don't even care about, like, you can talk during my swing. Doesn't bother me. I think this is more of an issue, as you said. People forcing me to listen to their music when I don't really want to listen to their music. Now, if you have a really great true crime murder podcast going on, I'll listen to that, too. But nothing...
Not on a golf course.
Nothing. I know. I was kidding about the podcast.
Really, I can't believe this.
I was kidding about the... What if they have Gwen and Chris on the Bluetooth? Well, then it's fine.
It would, on the surface, would be fine, but it's really not fine.
It's not fine.
It's really not fine. Golf course, I mean, these guys have to have absolute, complete silence before they hit a shot.
Do you know who Don Strzok is?
Of course I do. Don Strzok, great quarterback for the Miami Dolphins in the early 80s.
Captain DJ is commenting, I think, about the kid who likes Gavin Lux. Don Strzok was drunk when I saw him, and I wanted his jersey in Miami. So he became a Don Strzok fan.
There you go. We all have our reasons.
All right. I didn't get as much hate about the Bluetooth as I thought, but that's good. Okay. I'll just check my Twitter later. Here we go to the final case. And this one is interesting. I play lots of pickup basketball. Most of the time, there are no problems. There is this group that gets together every other week, and every time it's the same argument. For some reason, this old dude wants to play shirts and skins, and he's always the skins. No one really wants to do this, and it ends up just with him playing shirtless, but we're done with it. One of the guys knows him and says he is old school, and that's about it. I just think it's really weird. Chris, we want to end this. Can we refuse to play if he wants to go shirtless? Oh, there we go.
I cannot believe we haven't got to the point in our society yet where we don't have multiple colored inside out basketball singlets that we can be wearing.
You're playing 3-on-3
during pickup.
Remember who's on your team. It's not hard.
It's not that difficult.
I don't pass because the guy's wearing a black shirt. I pass because that guy's on my team.
According to me, from now on, moving forward, any pickup basketball game that is played in the city limits of San Diego, California, shall be played with shirts on. I don't want to be guarding anybody whose sweat is wiping off on my chin when I get too close to them.
Andros says, it reminds me of Long Game Polly. Totally reminds me of that, too. That's one of the grossest scenes I've ever seen in any movie when Philip Seymour Hoffman is shooting and then Ben Stiller gets the sweat from his arm or from that guy's armpit all over his face.
That says what we all feel about playing shirts and skins.
My answer to this is you report him to the police because...
Police?
This is weird.
Wow. You want jail time for this guy.
Some guy who wants, when no one else has their shirt off, this guy goes shirts off. Like, I don't want to guard that guy. I think shirts and skins, this probably is spilling over from my childhood when shirts and skins were actually a thing.
Let me ask you this. As somebody who is, you know, you and I both, neither of us have, you know, six packs any longer.
Yes. I never had one, so.
Right. Nor did I, really. If we are in a situation where we're playing pickup basketball, and it is shirts and skins, and that, there's no other way around it.
I'm not playing.
You just wouldn't play? Because my question is, what would you rather do? Be shirts so that you can cover yourself up, but have to guard somebody else, or be skins so that they're at least wearing a shirt when you're trying to cover them?
Because I have self-conscious issues with my body, I need the shirt.
You want the shirt.
I need the shirt. What about you? That's a good question, though.
I'd rather be shirt. Also, I'm more comfortable playing as a shirt.
Yes.
Than I was playing as a skin.
And it's the other thing, too. That part. I don't want to touch your back that's all sweaty. I don't. It's so gross. Shirts and skins is... COVID took that away, everybody. COVID took it away.
I got to tell you something. This
you like
the
it?
The hair on this beard or this wig is itching me to
go
in.
Okay, well, you're done. You did it.
Sports Court is done for the day. We'll close up shop. Next time, we'll have Tony to help us rule on these cases. Get him a wig.
We got
to
go.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody has to get to YouTube if you're not driving right now because it's ridiculous.
Is it any surprise to you that my earbuds are caught in my wig?
No, it's not. But I keep looking into the camera out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, what is that? Oh, wait, it's just... ridiculous wigged Chris right now.
Let's go. Sports court. Come
hey,
on. Bring
we have
me
to say thank you to Nate on the chat right now because Nate actually did the hard work.
He was the
work,
one who got me the wig.
And he was the one who got the wig. You also have a gavel. And it's also, oh, you're not wearing the bib today.
The bib didn't fit.
Yeah, the bib choked Chris.
It was too tight.
His neck was too big.
I think the bib was for like a little kid. Sorry, Nate, but
it's okay.
Got the rest of it. I got the glasses, too. Don't forget the glasses.
Just search. Oh, yeah, you do have the glasses. Just search 97.3 The Fan and
yeah,
YouTube.
You got to watch Sports Court for it to really kick in. By the way, if you love Mediterranean food like I do, and all justices of the peace do, visit Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine, Coronado, La Jolla, and now at the ballpark at Petco Park. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right, bring me a case. I'm ready here.
All right. Yes, we need to bring you a case. Yes. The first case goes like this. My son is 7 years old and likes the Padres, but I don't think he quite understands the disdain I have for the Dodgers. I'm happy he likes baseball and all that, but a couple weeks ago, one of his friends from school took him up to a Dodgers game. Not only that, but the friend's family took him on the field for some kid day. Ever since then, he talks nonstop about the Dodgers, and one player that really made an impression on him, Gavin Lux.
Ah.
I mean, I could understand Shohei or Mookie, but Gavin Lux?
Okay.
He wants a Gavin Lux jersey now,
okay. And
it's all too much for me. So, Chris,
do
I embrace my kid being a baseball fan, or do I steer him toward the Padres?
I think you put him up for adoption.
Oh, he's already decided. Order.
Order.
That's it. You rid yourself of this child.
Wow. I mean, Lux fan.
Let me tell you something. My dad had to put up with a young person growing up in Los Angeles who he took to a Rams game for the first time. And that young child begged him for a Dolphins pennant.
Ah.
And my dad bought one for me. And I still have it today. You have to support your son. Gavin Lux or not. My dad had to watch me root for the University of Washington to go to the Rose Bowl instead of his beloved UCLA. My dad had to buy me a Bulls t-shirt to wear to a Bulls-Lakers playoff game. My dad spent my entire childhood being embarrassed by me, yet supportive. And that is what you must do.
I'm
sorry.
I can't disagree with
you,
Chris.
The only other option is what I said first.
Put him up for adoption.
Boot him out.
That's a pretty hardcore decision there.
Respect
but
the fact that the kid has enough guts in his own way of thinking
to be himself.
Like Gavin Lux, whoever it might be. Now, Max Muncy, I wouldn't.
Someone on the chat said it could be worse. It could have been Muncy.
That's right. Yeah. See, if it was Max Muncy, then I might have to answer differently. But no, my dad bought me a Dolphins pennant. And I still have that pennant today. That's what a good dad does. He's like, I don't get it, but I'm going to support it.
You know, I'm with you, Chris, because growing up, I was all into the 49ers since the day I was born. It's never changed for me. But my brother, on the other hand, liked to go against all of us. And so my parents did, even though they hated it, did get him jerseys of Eddie George because he was an Eddie George fan.
There you go.
But just be excited that your kid is a baseball fan.
He's into it. He has something that he enjoys.
But just keep buying him Padres stuff. And maybe he'll get the hint over the time. So
I don't know. If you would have bought me a Dodger shirt when I was a kid, I would have just tossed it in the side. I wouldn't have worn it at all.
Nick says this dad needs to talk as much trash to his kid as possible. He needs to learn the rivalry. All right, next one. But cool that Gavin, I want to say this. Gavin Lux, good on him for making such a good impression on someone that they are now a fan of his,
Very good. Very good.
All right, so this one is a golf one, Chris.
Unfortunately, Gavin Lux hasn't made a good impression on any Dodger fans.
No.
I don't think I don't know that he even has a hit this season. I mean, he's really been struggling along.
I have heard you guys talk golf etiquette before, and I have a question for you. I have a golf group, and we get together once a month. The guys are great, and I have no issues with anything except for one thing. The guys like to bring their Bluetooth speaker and play music while we play. I haven't said anything because I won't win a vote, but I don't really like the music. I just like to be out there, put my phone away, and just play golf. I'm up first. Do you think the group is rude by playing music? Yes, the group is rude, and I know I'm going to get some haters on this one or get some detractors on this one, but I am not a fan of the Bluetooth speaker on the golf course. I am not a fan of anyone playing their music loud enough that everybody else has to hear their music, because you know what, people? The world doesn't revolve around you, and people might be teeing off. I don't need to hear some country music while I'm golfing. I can't stand this. I'm sorry, but I think you need to tell them this is golf, not a concert.
You know what? One of the things I've always wanted to do, I haven't done it yet, but there's still time.
Okay.
When I am in the self-serve, fill them up gas line, all right, standing there just minding my own business, filling up my car with some gasoline.
Yes.
Some takes nice a few gas. Minutes, right? You're yeah. relaxed. You're standing
yeah,
there.
Sure.
Some guy comes cruising in with his music turned up to 50 and his subwoofers beating
the license plate,
the living daylight, breaking my windows in my car.
Yes.
Their music is so loud. Pulls in. Shuts off their engine, but keeps the music going.
Oh, yeah. Which gets it even louder.
Which then becomes louder. Because they, for some reason, think that I want to hear their stupid music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I've always wanted to do?
What do you want
to
do,
I've
Chris?
Always wanted to go to my car, find a Barry Manilow CD.
I've heard it.
And put it in and play that as loud as possible to drown out that noise that they're playing. And then stare at the guy and go, you see, we don't want to hear your music. Same for sure goes on a golf course where the etiquette says to be quiet.
I don't even care about, like, you can talk during my swing. Doesn't bother me. I think this is more of an issue, as you said. People forcing me to listen to their music when I don't really want to listen to their music. Now, if you have a really great true crime murder podcast going on, I'll listen to that, too. But nothing.
Not on a golf course.
Nothing. I know. I was kidding about the podcast.
Really, I can't believe this.
I was kidding about the. What if they have Gwen and Chris on the Bluetooth? Well, then it's fine.
It would on the surface would be fine, but it's really not fine.
It's not fine.
It's really not fine. Golf course. I mean, these guys have to have absolute, complete silence before they hit a shot.
Do you know who Don Strzok
should
is?
Be,
sorry.
Of course I do. Don Strzok, great quarterback for the Miami Dolphins in the early 80s.
Captain DJ is commenting, I think, about the kid who likes Gavin Lux. Don Strzok was drunk when I saw him, and I wanted his jersey in Miami. So he became a Don Strzok fan.
There
after
you go.
That.
We all have our reasons.
All
we
right.
all have our reasons.
I didn't get as much hate about the Bluetooth as I thought, but that's good. Okay. I'll just check my Twitter later. Here we go to the final case. And this one is interesting. I play lots of pickup basketball. Most of the time, there are no problems. There is this group that gets together every other week, and every time it's the same argument. For some reason, this old dude wants to play shirts and skins, and he's always the skins. No one really wants to do this, and it ends up just with him playing shirtless, but we're done with it. One of the guys knows him and says he is old school, and that's about it. I just think it's really weird. Chris, we want to end this. Can we refuse to play if he wants to go shirtless? Oh, there we go.
I cannot believe we haven't got to the point in our society yet where we don't have multiple colored inside out basketball singlets can be wearing.
You're playing 3-on-3
during pickup.
Remember who's on your team. It's not hard.
It's not that difficult.
I don't pass because the guy's wearing a black shirt. I pass because that guy's on my team.
According to me, from now on, moving forward, any pickup basketball game that is played in the city limits of San Diego, California, shall be played with shirts on. I don't want to be guarding anybody whose sweat is wiping off on my chin when I get too close to them.
Andros says it reminds me of Wonky and Polly. Totally reminds me of that, too. That's one of the grossest scenes I've ever seen in any movie when Philip Seymour Hoffman is shooting and then Ben Stiller gets the sweat yes. from his arm or from that guy's armpit all
well,
over
that,
his face.
That says what we all feel about playing shirts and skins.
My answer to this is you report him to the police because...
Police?
This is weird.
Wow. Jail time for this guy.
Some guy who wants, when no one else has their shirt off, this guy goes shirts off. Like, I don't want to guard that guy. I think Shirts and Skins, this probably is spilling over from my childhood when Shirts and Skins were actually a thing.
Let me ask you this. As somebody who is, you know, you and I both, neither of us have, you know, six packs any longer.
Yes. I never had one, so.
Right. Nor did I, really. If we are in a situation where we're playing pickup basketball, and it is Shirts and Skins, and that, there's no other way around it.
I'm not playing.
You just wouldn't play? Because my question is, what would you rather do? Be Shirts so that you can cover yourself up but have to guard somebody else, or be Skins so that they're at least wearing a shirt when you're trying to cover them?
Because I have self-conscious issues with my body, I need the shirt.
You want the shirt.
I need the shirt. What about you? That's a good question, though.
I'd rather be Shirt. Also, I'm more comfortable playing as a Shirt.
Yes.
Than I was playing as a Skin.
And it's the other thing, too. That part. I don't want to touch your back that's all sweaty. I don't. It's so gross. Shirts and Skins is... COVID took that away, everybody. COVID took it away.
It's I got to tell you something. This
you like
the
it?
The hair on this beard or this wig is itching me to go in.
Okay, well, you're done. You did it.
Sports Court is done for the day. We'll close up shop. Next time, we'll have Tony to help us rule on these cases. Get him a wig.
We got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.